USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is threatening to temporarily shut down the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. The Kremlin is calling it a scheduled maintenance. The shutdown will take place July 11th through the 21st. The European Union, which receives about 40% of its energy through the pipeline. Murder charges have been filed, and today Robert Cremo, the third, will face a judge. Cremo is accused of gunning down innocent civilians at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois. That's a suburb of Chicago. Kamala Harris visited the area Tuesday to push for more gun control in an area already brimming with gun laws.
So as we move forward, all agreeing that we got to be smarter as a country in terms of who has access to what, and in particular assault weapons. And we got to take this stuff seriously.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Sri Lanka is bankrupt. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said on Tuesday that the country suffered its worst financial crisis in decades, leaving millions in the South Asian nation struggling to buy food, medicine, and fuel. Schools have been suspended and fuel has been limited to essential services only. The British government said Tuesday it's advising against all but essential travel to Sri Lanka. A new man on the political spectrum is ready to start stumping for fellow Republicans.
Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin is preparing to fan out across the country to stump for Republican candidates on the midterm election ballot as he tests his appetite for national politics and a possible 2024 presidential bid. Youngkin raised more than $2.5 million into his political action committee from January 1st through June 30th, according to figures shared with the Washington Examiner. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The fossilized skeleton of a Gorgosaurus, a T-Rex relative that roamed the Earth about 76 million years ago, will be auctioned in New York on July 28th. The Gorgosaurus was a carnivore that lived in what is now the western United States and Canada during the late Cretaceous period. It predated its relative, the Tyrannosaurus Rex, by about 10 million years. Oklahoma State Senator Kevin McDougall is fighting to stop the execution of a death row inmate, Richard Glossop. He was on Newsmax explaining how Glossop was convicted in 1998, but he's innocent and should not be executed.
We conducted a third-party investigation. We had an ad hoc committee here at the State House and Senate that put together a committee to search for a law firm to try and find someone to investigate this case. We found Reed Smith. They put in 3,000 hours, had over 30 attorneys that investigated, came back with a report, 343 pages with all kinds of evidence. That if this evidence had been presented in court, there's no way that a jury would have found this guy guilty. And his attorneys have filed an appeal now that we have this new block of evidence. And all I'm asking is that the Attorney General's office look into this, take a look at the evidence. I know that we've gone through procedure. Everything's been done. We've had two jury trials that said this guy's guilty, but neither one of those juries have seen the evidence that's in this report.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.